WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Dangerous Hurricane Melissa has made landfall in southwestern Jamaica.
It's not just the wind, it's also the rain. The rainfall will be record levels.
And Evan Thompson is with the Weather Service of Jamaica.
Flooding is expected. Landslides are expected. Storm surge is expected. And they, of course, those strong winds, we will not be able to escape, especially if you're in the path of this system and in the path close to the eye of the system.
This American tourist.
We are kind of bunkered down in our resort room. We've got mattresses and furniture against the balcony window and the doors there. We've already prepared to, you know, have a pallet spot in the bathroom in case we have to lock ourselves in there if the window and glass gets broken.
And the hurricane is a slow mover. It could linger throughout today. The sound of tanks and explosions have been heard in Gaza in the most serious test yet of President Trump's peace plan. Israel has reacted angrily to what it says is a deception by Hamas in handing over the remains of a hostage. Reporter Kevin Gardner.
Israel said that they secretly filmed using a drone, and I've seen the footage, and unless it's been doctored, it's pretty damning because it shows what Israel claims is Hamas removing a body from a house, putting it into a freshly dug shallow grave, covering it up with dirt, and then bringing in Red Cross officials and saying, look, we've discovered another body.
Israel says the remains are those of a hostage recovered 2 years ago. A federal judge has ordered a senior Border Patrol official to detail every day's events to her after weeks of confrontations between immigration agents and the public in the Chicago area. Allison Keyes reports.
Greg Bovino responded, yes, ma'am, to a federal judge who ordered him to report to her each evening to hear about how the day went amid videos showing the use of tear gas during demonstrations. This Chicago man says he saw tear gas used on his block without warning over the weekend.
This was the opposite of America.
U.S. District Judge Sarah Ellis discussed children being tear gassed during a weekend Halloween event as someone was arrested.
The Texas Attorney General is accusing companies behind Tylenol of deceptively marketing the pain reliever to pregnant mothers. Paxton is an ally of President Trump who has asserted the use of Tylenol by pregnant women could be linked to autism. More than 1,000 flights have been delayed today, the first day air traffic controllers are missing a full paycheck due to the government shutdown. The shutdown now in its 28th day. On Wall Street, stocks are higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with a quick news update. There's a new chief of the South Shore Fire Department. It serves Mount Pleasant and Sturtevant. Dustin Ellis is the pick, and he's spent 15 years in the department. A statement says he plans to grow the team of 69 firefighters to keep up with community needs. Kenosha is getting a grant from the DNR to clean up a vacant auto body shop site on 63rd Street near 29th Avenue. The grant will help assess remaining soil and groundwater contamination to move redevelopment forward. Racine residents have until 11:45 tonight to enter their spooktacular homes in the Halloween decorating contest. Decorations must be visible from the street, and voting opens tomorrow on the city's Facebook page. The ongoing federal shutdown is threatening health care subsidies, which could lead to higher costs. Milwaukee Congresswoman Gwen Moore warns some may skip insurance, raising costs for everyone. Tonight, Racine's Public Works Committee considers the parade plan. The Downtown Racine Corporation is formally asking to close several downtown streets for the holiday parade next Saturday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Connie Fellman with news at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime on WRJN.com.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks are at home tonight against the New York Knicks. Both teams with records of 2-1. The Bucks coming off a loss on the road to Cleveland. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I think it says a lot. The Cavs had the best record last year. They're one of the best teams in the East. Nothing's guaranteed. Nothing is given. They have to prove themselves.
Baseball. Game 3 of the World Series lasted 18 innings. The most since the World Series in 2018 when Freddie Freeman hit a home run in the 18th to lead the Dodgers to a win over the Red Sox. Last night, it was Freeman again, this time against the Blue Jays on Fox Sports.
Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the clock strikes.
Dodgers winning 6-5. Game 4 is tonight in L.A. The Dodgers up 2-1 with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's time to start unpacking the decorations and ornaments and plan your upcoming holidays with family and friends. It's also time to start planning for the much colder winter weather. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Then let the pros at Building Waters make sure your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine on your Tuesday afternoon. Breezy east winds, highs topping out of the upper 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies developing, and that breeze stays up with lows of the upper 40s. Mostly sunny, breezy, mid-50s Wednesday. Right now, it's 55.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. You know, students who focus on music and drama have a better aptitude for math and reading. The Department of Education looked at 25,000 math scores and found that students who were deeply involved with any type of musical instrument did much better than students who did not. Students involved in drama did better in reading. Drama students were also less likely to tolerate racism. Music helps the brain think fluidly and mathematically. Drama may help students learn empathy for others.
Yeah. Radio Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Mustang Sally. Oh,
Timeless Hits, WRJN, your home for Green Bay Packer football. And we've got another one coming up for you this Sunday here on WRJN.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, we all love our Green Bay Packers, especially after such a nice win Sunday night as Jordan Love and company took care of Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers. This week, it's going to be the Carolina Panthers and the Green Bay Packers. Pre-game at 10 a.m. and kickoff at noon on Sunday. It's all brought to you in part by Anton Painting, by Jeff Constanzo, LLC Home Improvement, and by Vessel Services. Check out the full season schedule online at our website at WRJN.com. Go Pack!
Fall serves up more than strikes at the Lanes on 20. Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all season long.
Yes!
Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the sports you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page. And don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Good food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
Above. And here's the reason.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. And now a song that was written by Dick Hurd and Eddie Rabbit. And Eddie Rabbit actually released a version of this in 1978, a year after Elvis Presley died. This is from 1970. It's Elvis Presley and Kentucky Rain on WRJN.
7 lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go. Never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through. With the rain in my shoes, searching. Photographs to some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? Drove on through the rain. As he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through. With the rain in my shoes, we'll be right back.
and timeless hits on WRJN. You know, local news matters, and now WRJN and the Racine County Eye are bringing you more of it than ever. With the biggest news team in the county, you'll hear the latest on WRJN and get the full stories online at RacineCountyEye.com. Let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman. The South Shore Fire Department has appointed Dustin Ellis as its new chief. Ellis has more than 15 years of experience with the department, which provides fire and emergency services to Mount Pleasant and Sturtevant. He's previously served in leadership positions such as battalion chief and interim chief since August. A vacant lot in Kenosha that once housed an auto body shop is one step closer to redevelopment. The DNR is providing funds to assess if the soil and groundwater still hold contamination at the site on 63rd Avenue near 29th Street. Previous cleanup removed tanks and soil, but some concerns lingered, holding back progress. A statement says the grant is key to getting the property cleaned and ready for future use. Of the 20 credit cards found, only three have his name on them. A 41-year-old Racine man is back in jail, accused of felony theft and bail jumping. Police say Sami Romani was caught with nearly 20 credit and debit cards that didn't belong to him during a recent traffic stop. Investigators say several people later confirmed their cards were stolen. Tonight, Racine's Public Works Committee will consider approval of street closures for this year's downtown holiday parade. The parade is planned for next Saturday and will close several downtown streets, including Main and 6th. Festivities start at 4:30 that day with carolers in Monument Square. The parade gets going at 5:30 with tree lighting around 6:50. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Connie Fellman with news at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime on WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine on your Tuesday afternoon. Breezy east winds. Highs topping out of the upper 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies developing, and that breeze stays up with lows in the upper 40s. Mostly sunny, breezy, mid-50s Wednesday. Right now, it's 55.
We'll be right back.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz?
I have with me Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council. Diane, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening in the Racine Arts community.
Well, Kurt, I like to think that the vibrant Racine Arts scene is always buzzing. And I like to think Racine Arts Council is part of what keeps our county vibrant. I love telling people that Racine is in the top 12% of counties nationally for arts vibrancy. And I think Racine Arts Council plays a part in that through support and advocacy for our artists and arts organizations. Our arts events calendar on our website and our Art Seed Grants program are two important activities that we provide. We are also reinvigorating the LINK program to provide instruments to students. We provide some administrative work for the Quilts on Barns tour. And we champion the arts at every possible opportunity. Now, this week, there is a fun and easy way to support the work of the Racine Arts Council itself. On Thursday, October 30th, from 4 to 8, I will be guest bartending at Uncorked, the wine store on Main Street in downtown Racine. I would really love to see your listeners and serve them a glass or a flight. Uncorked is generously donating 15% of all sales to Racine Arts Council. So this is, you know, if I can just say it, it's a great chance to stock up for the holiday season. Pick up a few bottles for hostess gifts, for the Thanksgiving dinner table, for those New Year's Eve toasts, or just something to enjoy in the evening. And Uncorked also has a nice beer selection, so if wine isn't your thing or you just prefer beer with your Packer games, they've got that covered too. 15% of every purchase, even just a nice chocolate or cheese to complement your wine selections, will support the work of RAC. So, will any tips you choose to leave behind? Come and join us this Thursday to celebrate the arts at our, what we're calling, Corks for Creativity event at Uncorked. I look forward to seeing and serving everyone there soon.
Okay, and is there information about that somewhere?
It is on the aforementioned website, RacineArtsCouncil.org. We have a calendar talking all about it.
RacineArtsCouncil.org. Okay, Diane Carlson, thank you. Diane is the Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Every time I see you looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Baby, baby.
eyes. Cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah. And I will never be free, no, my baby, no, no. You gave a promise to me, yeah. You broke it, you broke it.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Men, let me ask you a question. How's your reaction time? How are your reflexes? Men's reaction times peak at the age of 39. Scientists evaluated men from 23 to 80 on finger tap reaction and found that reaction time goes down after the age 39.
I'm a soul.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. What are you doing next Wednesday, November 5th? Let me give you something to put on your calendar. That's the day you can get the annual We Energies cookie book. It's being distributed in Union Grove at the Racine County Fairgrounds. It's from 10 till 2 that day. Again, it's Wednesday, November 5th. So that's what, 1 week from tomorrow, right? As always, the cookie book is free. It's been a decades-old tradition. It continues this November 5th. And the Racine County Fairgrounds, the only place in Racine or Kenosha to get yours.
Are you ready to do some baking? Because it's We Energy's cookie book time. This year's book is packed with dozens of cookie recipes to bake and share. We're sure you'll find a few new favorites. Pick up your copy of this holiday tradition from We Energies at one of our drive-thru distribution events. Go to weenergies.com to find an event near you. From all of us at We Energies, we offer you warm wishes for a bright holiday season. We Energies, energy you can depend on.
When storms hit, your home takes the damage, but you feel the stress. At Vessel Services, they specialize in roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. From leaking roofs to busted siding and drafty windows, they've seen and fixed it all across southeastern Wisconsin. Their team shows up ready to work with real solutions and honest service. Visit 215 27th Street in Caledonia. Vessel Services. Roofing, siding, windows, and storm repair done right. Go to VesselServicesToday.com to set up your appointment.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties, grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with cherry, berry, and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Businesses across the state counting on $1.5 billion in federal funding are finding out it's not coming. The money had been approved to help pay for energy-saving projects, solar and wind development, technology innovation, and more. The Department of Energy is now reportedly canceling those awards. One group that is getting a boost in federal funding, AI data center developers. The new federal budget lets tech companies claim more upfront tax breaks on data center equipment, facilities, and production lines. And it appears to be working. Microsoft recently announced what it calls the world's most powerful AI data center planned for Mount Pleasant. But environmental groups warn unfettered AI development could cause lasting harm to our natural resources. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
The beat goes on. Beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. Goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
The grocery store, the soup.
supermodel. To war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a-going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
For 98 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2 coming up. CBS News at 4. And we'll get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with Connie Fellman. Plus, we're going to have four things you did not know yesterday. It's all coming up on WRJN.